The puzzle is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Okay, that's a stretch. But there is a connection between chocolates and the puzzle, which I will explain in a moment. First, let me bring in Will Shortz. Of course, he's the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Ari. Now, tell me, first of all, it's great to have you back in the show.
How many times
has your name been in the New York Times crossword?
Oh, thank you so much for that. I have to tell you, like, that makes my day. When people tell me I'm in the New York Times crossword puzzle, I feel like I can just drop the mic and walk off the stage. That's it.
You've got a great name, too. A-R-I, you know. Fortunately, your name's not, you know...
Jonathan.
I'd never get that.
Ezekiel. No, I'm grateful to my parents for giving me a three-letter name with two vowels, and that's an unusual one at that. Will, remind us what last week's challenge was.
Yes, it came from listener Henry Hook. I said, think of a 10-letter word that names an invention of the early 20th century, which includes an A and an O. I said, remove the A, then move the O to where the A was, leaving a space where the O was, and you'll name a much more recent invention. What is it?
And what is it?
Well, that invention, I think it was in 1900, was cellophane. And you make that vowel switch, you get a cell phone.
And here's a fact that, Will, you might not know. Cellophane was first used in the United States of America in a Whitman's sampler box of chocolates. And for years,
go.
It was the largest single user of cellophane in the United States.
Did not know that.
At any rate, we received more than 1,300 correct entries, and our winner picked at random is Eulalia Saucedo from Hacienda Heights, California. Congratulations, Eulalia.
Oh, thank you so much, Ari.
What a beautiful name.
Oh, thank you. Very sweet.
Eulalia, how did you get the answer, cell phone and cellophane?
Well, I went through 10-letter words that I kind of thought were maybe early 20th century inventions, things like automobile, but didn't work out so well. I did a project on cellophane, though, several years ago when I was a physics major in college, and I remembered it was made around the year 1900, and it worked out perfectly.
Huh. How long have you been playing the puzzle?
3 years.
3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And do you usually get the challenge?
No, I don't. This is my first time, actually.
Wait, this was your first time sending in the answer? And you?
Yeah, my first time.
Wow, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Well, you ready to play?
I am, absolutely.
Okay, Will, let's do it.
All right, Eulalia and Ari, the word cho, C-H-O, means butterfly in Japanese. Every answer today is a familiar two-word phrase or name based around cho. And specifically, the first word of the answer starts with C, and the second word starts H-O. For example, if I said a place to live outside the city, you would say country house.
You ready, Eulalia?
I think so.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, number one, pirate in Peter Pan.
Captain Hook?
That is it. Nice. Number two, southernmost point of South America.
Southernmost point of South America. Cape.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Cape.
And what's on the front of a unicorn?
Horn.
There we go.
Nice.
Cape horn. Good.
Fantastic.
All right. Try this. It produces a toot on the street.
Car horn.
Is it? Caesar's Palace or the Tropicana?
Caesar's Palace, a casino hotel.
Yes.
Yeah.
Casino hotel. Something to ride on a merry-go-round.
Horse is the last part.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And
what is it?
Horse?
The carousel horse, yes.
You are blazing through these.
Well, thanks.
All right, try this. 1978 film starring Jane Fonda and John Voight about a Vietnam veteran.
Oof.
Ooh. Oh, is it to start with Captain or Captive?
No.
Vietnam
what year vet. Were you born, Eulalia?
1985.
Oh, well, there's a reason you might not know this.
And I was born in 78, so I'm not much more help,
okay.
I'm afraid.
You were zero when this came out. Okay, it's
exactly.
Coming Home.
Coming Home. All right.
Coming
a classic.
Home. Would have never got it.
Okay. How about an institution where a pediatrician may work?
A children's hospital?
Nice.
Excellent. Medical drama of 1990s TV.
Ooh, starring Mandy Patinkin.
Woo.
Chicago Hope?
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh.
Support for tapered lights made of wax.
Candle holder?
That's it. And here's your last one. It's the two title characters of a comic strip about a boy and his stuffed tiger.
Calvin and Hobbes.
Calvin and Hobbes. Nice job.
Eulalia, that was amazing.
Oh, it was a lot of fun.
Well, Eulalia, for playing the puzzle today, you get a weekend edition lapel pin, puzzle books and games, and you can find out more about these prizes at npr.org/puzzle. Tell us what public radio station you listen to.
KPCC.
Thanks for playing with us, Eulalia.
Thank you so much, Ari. Thank you, Will.
And Will, give us the challenge for the week ahead.
Yes, take the first four letters of a brand of toothpaste, plus the last five letters of an over-the-counter medicine, and together, in order, the result will name a popular beverage. What is it? So again, the first four letters of a brand of toothpaste, plus the last five letters of an over-the-counter medicine, and together, they'll name a popular beverage. What beverage is it?
Well, when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, October 9th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you around that time. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you will get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks, Will.
Thanks, Ari.